You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, or should I say bienvenue? I'm Ella Vedrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our new podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. Although, this week I've got something a little different for you. Now, you might have been aware that this weekend, yesterday in fact, it should have been Eurovision. And before I carry on with any of this, I have to say that even though there wasn't a live show, the coverage on the BBC and across Europe was just wonderful. From the Come Together show where people voted for their favourite Eurovision song from the past, and for the record, Verka Stuchka was absolutely robbed again, I am livid. From that to the Europe-wide Shine a Light show, which looked at this year's entries, and then also the A to Z of Eurovision for just like a nice recap of everything that makes Eurovision what it is. Honestly, it was just fab, so make sure you check it out on BBC iPlayer if you missed any of it. It really did put you in the Eurovision mood. I loved it. Anyway, you may also know that Showtime has a little annual tradition, which is that each year on the weekend of Eurovision, we present a special show in which we pick different musicals to represent different countries from around Europe, and then we let you vote for your favourite. So, without further ado, this week's Showtime Spotlight is falling on URNvision. Okay, so honestly, I did still consider doing this as a competition, but the way the Dutch host presented Shine a Light yesterday evening, you know, with clips of each of this year's competing songs, and with all of them included as well, because none of them had been voted out in the semi-finals, like, with all of that, it really reassured me that actually it's quite nice to just do a celebration of music without the competitive element. Although, by all means, feel free to pick your favourite of these songs and let me know in the comments. So a lot of the songs I'm going to mention here will be linked in the description if you want to go and watch or listen to any of them yourself, which I do thoroughly recommend. But what I thought I would do is just take you through some of our favourite non-English musicals and some of our past URNvision entries to celebrate what the European theatre scene really has to offer. So we'll start, I think, with the original URNvision. Back in 2016, we had music from the likes of Kiss Me Kate for Italy, Once for Ireland, Stars actually performed in French from Les Miserables. Oh, that was also the year that I accidentally said we should kill Julie Andrews. Again, very sorry about that. But the first ever winner of URNvision was, to absolutely no one's surprise, a genuine Eurovision classic. It was Mamma Mia representing Sweden with Waterloo. Then, moving forward to 2017, we followed the route of the real Eurovision and introduced Australia into the mix with The Wizard of Oz, and even featured Mamma Mia again, but this time in Swedish, which, I'm not gonna lie, I prefer to the English version. It's great. But 2017 was the year of the sort of draw between Model Behaviour from Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown for Spain and Ewan McGregor doing a terrible French, bordering on Mexican accent in Beauty and the Beast for France. And like, technically, Model Behaviour got more douze-poix from the audience, but we're all friends at URNvision, so we declared the evening a draw. Peppa, Marcos, is that hello? And now he's telling me we're shooting, so I've got to go. It's some big deal and campaign, I don't know what it's for. They've got me posing with a melon and a matador. Some kind of metaphor. Call me back! Be our guest, be our guest. Put ourselves to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we'll provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. What if she is the one? Oh, Ewan. But Not satisfied with a tied finish in 2017, France then came back bigger and better than ever in 2018 and entered the juggernaut that is Aaron Tveit with Come What May from the then unseen and unopened Moulin Rouge musical. And needless to say, it won by a landslide.
Listen to my heart, can you hear it sing? Telling me to give you everything.
And then last year's competition was probably my favourite lineup in terms of You Are Eurovision songs, like, even if I do say so myself. There was Priscilla for Australia, Phantom for France, The Great Comet of 1812 for Russia, Hadestown for Greece, The Band's Visit for Israel, the utterly brilliantly camp madness that was Club Tropicana for Spain. Michael Ball and Alfie Beau still didn't quite manage to secure a win for the United Kingdom. And, of course, the current reigning champions, in more ways than one, was six with House of Holbein for Germany.
Welcome to the house!
To the House of Holbein!
But what I really want to talk about is the song that came second in last year's You Are Eurovision. And this kind of leads me nicely onto the second part of this podcast, the looking at some non-English musicals from around Europe. Because although House of Holbein is an absolute banger and totally deserved to win, it did only just beat Soldier of Orange, the only foreign language song in the entire playlist last year. So Soldier of Orange is a Dutch musical based on the true story of Erik Hasselhoff Rolf Semmer, who was a Dutch resistance fighter during the Second World War. And he wrote a memoir called Soldat von Oranje, which was turned into a film and then later a musical. And in actual fact, an English version of that musical was meant to be premiering in London this year, but that's unfortunately been postponed due to coronavirus. And I really, really just hope they do bring it back, because the staging, oh, the staging, it's incredible. It's this 360-degree set that kind of revolves around the central seating area, so it allows for these big, huge, dramatic scenes. Like, really, I can't do it justice with words, so I'll put a video in the description, as well as a link to my personal favourite song, Morgan is Van Dag, which was the song that came second in You Are Eurovision last year.
Morgan is Van Dag,
definitely look out for that one, Soldier of Orange. It's kind of like the Dutch From Here to Eternity. Oh, it's great, I love it. Now, another absolute Showtime classic that I just had to mention, although I haven't yet bitten the metaphorical bullet and included it in a proper You Are Eurovision competition yet. I did put it in the Halloween special last year, so... But I have to talk about Tanz de Vampire. Look, if you haven't heard of Tanz de Vampire, I implore you to go and read the Wikipedia page, because, my goodness, it is a wild journey. Tanz is a musical by Jim Steinman based on a Roman Polanski film from the 1960s, and it very quickly became one of Broadway's most expensive flops, which, like, at this point is pretty much standard for Jim Steinman, bless him. But the weird thing about it, Tanz de Vampire became a phenomenal hit across Europe, and the original Austrian production from 1997 was an immense success, and it's continually being revived in German and indeed in other languages. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't really know why, because it just seems really daft to me. But at the same time, there's this sort of intriguing element to it. Like, I would definitely pay to watch it, because I need to experience that level of weirdness live for myself, if that makes any sense at all. Anyway, there's a link in the description if you want to check it out for yourself. And, I mean, hey, if you like the music of Jim Steinman, why not give Total Eclipse of the Heart a go in German?
Du bist die
So, segue alert. The book and German lyrics of Tanz der Vampire were written by a guy called Michael Kunz, who is way more successful and a much better writer than that show would make you think. And he's responsible for some of the German language's biggest musical hits of all time, with two in particular that I want to mention here. So, the first is Elizabeth, which was his first original musical in 1992, and it's all about the life of Empress Elizabeth of Austria. And while it hasn't yet been staged in English, which for the record is an absolute oversight and needs to be rectified ASAP, it's the single most successful German language musical of all time. And I've listened to some of the songs and, like, it sounds great, so would thoroughly recommend. Again, there's a link in the description if you want to find out more. But then another of Michael Kunz's musicals is called Mozart! The exclamation mark is important. Now this, as I'm sure you'd imagine, follows the life of the composer Mozart, and PR Abby and I actually watched a whole load of it by accident. It was shortly after the heyday of our discovery of Tanz der Vampire, and we stumbled across Mozart! The musical on YouTube, where someone had uploaded the whole show, and we started watching it very much expecting it to be as weird as Tanz der Vampire. And it's actually really good. Like, it's a proper musical. And that kind of led us into discovering more about Michael Kunz himself. And you know what? When he's not being held back by Jim Steinman, he's really good. So if a musical about Mozart, sounds like your sort of thing, then definitely check that out. Again, link in the description. So on that note, I'm going to begin to wrap things up a little bit for this evening, but rest assured that there are plenty of other foreign language musicals out there that deserve way more recognition than they seem to get. In the description, I've included some further links to some other musicals that you might be interested in, including actually another Mozart-themed show, this one, a French rock opera that, based on the few songs I've heard from it, could definitely have been written by Mika. But feel free to follow those links through to hear a bit more from some foreign language musicals that you might not have heard of. And also, it's worth bearing in mind that most English musicals have been translated into loads of other languages too, and genuinely it's always really fun listening to those. I've already mentioned Swedish Mamma Mia, which is just banger after banger, but the German version of Tarzan is also a firm favourite, I have to say. Again, I'll put some suggestions for you in the description if you're interested at all. And hopefully all of that will serve to tide you over until we can do a proper URN Vision competition, whenever that may be. But with that, I will say goodbye for now, and I'll see you again next Sunday at 6 for a new Spotlight On. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.